Hello, dear student. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are doing our chapter 21 learning on marketing and accommodation. So, with our learning interest, we start this chapter of market accommodation. Please join with me, enjoy and learn. Learning objects to set in this marketing accommodation chapter. Understanding of accommodation type. Know about the accommodation business and its nature. Understand the marketing aspect involved in the accommodation business. And learn about developing the budgets for accommodation marketing. So all focusing on accommodation. Accommodation refers to any type of accommodation that we will do. So we define accommodation. What is accommodation? It's a function of travel. People use accommodation. It creates a home away from home for the tourists. So when tourists travel out of their home or out of their comfort zone for holiday, for leisure, for enjoyment, they use something, and that's accommodation. The hotel industry is the most sophisticated industry today. You do know that hotel industry, which existed a century before, and what we see today is a vast difference. Accommodation is the mainstay of tourism. So when tourists travel, most of the time, after finishing his leisure activities, he or she uses accommodation. So it's a mainstay. Accommodation is a very important part of the tourism infrastructure, a prime part of tourism structure. There are certain travelers who focus more on accommodation because they find it as relaxing and soothing. Tourism development is a function of accommodation. And the demand for accommodation away from home is a function of travel. People look for good accommodation. A normal tourist, a budget traveler, also look for accommodation. And for him, the focus on accommodation is not always the luxury. A budget traveler will focus to an accommodation where one can sleep peacefully, take a rest, use a comfortable washroom, and above that, safety. So that's the accommodation defined. In short, what comfort, what sort of benefit that you get at home, accommodation is exactly the same feature, and call it home away from home. Accommodation further defined is deemed to include all establishment offering overnight stay on a commercial or semi-commercial basis. If you stay for free, then that doesn't exactly explain accommodation. If you stay with your friend, literally it's an accommodation where you have been accommodated. But the commercial aspect linked to the commercial usage of it. So it's all categories of a visitor using accommodation is deemed to include all establishment offering overnight stay. According to the physical feature, what is present in accommodation? Traditional hotel accommodation, supplementary hotel accommodation or accommodation, new accommodation concept, all are defining the physical features. Traditional hotel accommodation, what it included was hotels and motels. What is a motel? A hotel on motorway. And supplementary accommodation, it includes premises which offer accommodation but not necessarily hotel services like dak bungalow, government rest house, youth hostel, etc. You will not find turn down facility, toiletry, service in these type of accommodation. If services are given, it is on a limited time period. New accommodation concept, it has combination of both above mentioned types, condominiums, time sharing, camping sites, etc. So this is a new accommodation concept. According to the service attribute, the accommodation is classified as serviced accommodation and non-service accommodation. These are two classifications of accommodations. Availability of hotel staff to provide some service such as cleaning, meals and baths and room service. So you enjoy all this in a service accommodation, like your housekeeping is given, turnaround, change of toiletries, change of your linen, all fall under service apartment. There are few residential apartments that are offered to tourists and known as service apartment. Some sort of service is being provided to you. And rooms, for example, what it included in the price in the service room, food and beverage, which is known as F&B, banquet and conference, to hold big conference, to hold and arrange for big banquet. Other services are major revenue stream for any service accommodation business. Many hotels don't depend on purely earning revenues through their hotel room. For them, earning means sale of services through F&B, through bars, through various other services like in-flight entertainment, paid TV channels, etc. to understand the full meaning of service accommodation. The opposite of that is non-service accommodation. Is provided, furnished on a rental basis, weekly, monthly, daily, so on and so forth. Normally for a unit comprising several beds, such as cottage or an apartment, is provided with furnished or rental basis. So you take up for a time period. The services are not part of accommodation and are not included in the price charge for the accommodation. I will give you an example of few hotels that were built during the Second World War in Europe. In them, you don't even find washroom facility. Only a wash basin is there. For all your washroom related services, you need to go out, like what we normally have in our chawl type apartment, where you stay there and for your all other activities, washroom, answering nature call, go out. So these type of non-service accommodation are still existing. People go for it, they manage their own, except for change. Even for taking a shower, you need to go out and pay separately for that. The non-service sector comprises of wide range of different units, including villas, apartments and cottages. This is also used by various corporate for their employees who get transferred from their main office to another city, where they are encouraged to take a non-service accommodation until such time they find their own house on rent, so they can shift with their luggage into that house or accommodation. This type of non-service accommodation are present in many cities. It plays a vital role, the accommodation, it plays a vital role in the context of purpose of the travel. Because you can go relax, sit, put your luggage, find it comfortable, watch for some time television, listen to music, all that. Some of the accommodation provide some sort of luxury. They have jacuzzi, they have swimming pool, they have entertainment, bars, restaurant, all depend on what you pay, but under the category of accommodation. No role to play in case of business or non-holiday travel. These accommodations sometimes are just taken for overnight stay. Some of the accommodation you don't hold any business activity. Comfortable stay at affordable price and convenience are the main reason for travel. People do travel to avail a comfortable stay. As I mentioned in the beginning itself, when you stay in a hotel, what you need, a common human being or a common person who is just traveling and doesn't want to spend much of money at the hotel, what he or she would look for in an accommodation is comfortable room, good washroom, clean environment, and that's it. Accommodation plays a functional role in this case, where everything is affordable and you stay there with convenience and reason for you to travel to a destination. In case of holiday and the leisure travel, the accommodation plays a different role. In that case, it can become an attraction sometime. People have been staying in specific hotel because of the attraction of that accommodation. Possibly give examples of five-star properties. Some of the finest hotels of the world, like Burj Al Arab, which is a seven-star hotel accommodation. It's some sort of a pride for an individual to go to that type of a hotel and claim to be staying there. In some cases, the destination choices are influenced by the perception and expectation of the available accommodation. So people go to such destination where supply of accommodation is good. People go to Dubai for excellent hotel. People go to various resorts because accommodations are good quality and worth staying. Some of the finest hotels are there in almost every major tourist destination. To count for few, like Mumbai, we have Taj Mahal. You have got Libwa in Thailand. You have got Marriott Group of Hotel, which is luxury, five-star hotel, and so on and so forth. So these are all defined under accommodation. So students, we were looking at the accommodation. Holiday visitors are likely to spend more time, and this is so good about holiday. Many Western tourists have been staying in the hotel room if they have gone to a specific destination for more number of days. Why do they do that? Because they have come out to relax and they don't do hectic. Unlike those travelers who have gone to a specific city for only 2 days, so they will be quite hectic. Someone who has come to relax in a particular hotel, they would stay in the room for 1 or 2 days, doing nothing, relaxing, reading books, relaxing, watching television, doing nothing. So coming back to accommodation, in case of bad weather, also some people stay, it's pouring, snowing, so you can't go out, so you use the hotel room. More time into the hotel room. Service or non-service, their travel and destination enjoyment will be highly geared to the perceived value provided and satisfaction experience with the accommodation provided. Few hotels, five-star hotels, have quite a good number of activities within the hotel premises itself, including various attractions that are built in the hotel. Fine dining is made available to them. Good performances, live music band, and performances of the artists by putting up cultural program and singing with playing of various instruments. All these in certain hotel are reason of attraction to call the tourists and guests to stay in those accommodations. This count is long. You can understand this, that people go to some hotel specially to avail, which are vintage or hotel of heritage value, like few of the Maharaja's palaces in certain part of the world, especially in our country, have been converted, the palace have been converted into five-star hotel, say in Udaipur and so on. especially in Bhopal also. The property that was used by Nawab of Bhopal is now a hotel. And likewise, in Europe, castles owned by different leaders, kings, rulers, are now luxury hotels and luxury villas to stay. So with this service and non-service, their travel destination enjoyment will be geared to the perceived value. For the leisure, travel accommodation plays an influential role. Basically, an accommodation is seen as a service experience. So more quality of service, how did you perceive that? All types of accommodation products are service experiences apparent to customers, and it consists a series of service-based activities. Service-based activities include what? Let's read through that and understand. Reception checkout services. When you come and arrive, what is your experience? How was the service? Were you received well? Were you identified by your name? And at the same time, at the checkout, there are few hotels who provide you with your billing in advance, so that if you have limited time, especially when checkout times are spelled out by many hotels, like around 12 noon, there will be rush at the checkout. So sometimes few hotels give you in advance that this is your billing. So you can pay in advance and check out. So all these are the service provided at the check-in and check-out counters. Reservation services. Many hotels have their linkage and special department, if especially a hotel that have large number of hotel chain of the same brand. So you can use those services while you are staying to book your other hotel from the same hotel group. Catering services, if provided, 5-star hotel, 4-star hotel have many theme restaurants, many of the dining facility, including the breakfast. And that's an experience in itself. Some provide these services with some music, playing of piano, or any other musical instrument are provided, especially in the summer month when it's so hot outside for them. They stay indoor after returning from a hectic business trip. All these are element of services, including room service, miscellaneous services like in the hotel entertainment, paid channels, any other service that you ask for in the hotel room itself. All these are concerned and linked to the service-based activities, and the ranking of the hotel and the choice of the hotel depend on where do they stand on these services. Nature of the accommodation business has peculiar characteristics, whether it is service or non-service. And these characteristics strongly influence the way in which marketing is carried out. So in their marketing activities, the sales team, the marketing team, focus on the quality of service that they provide so that it attracts customer. They would say every room has a jacuzzi. Some luxury apartment would say we have two rooms, like suite possibly, would say we have three rooms along in the suite. So all these are counting on various facilities. These characteristics in a hotel, nature of accommodation, is choice of location. Many times you select a specific hotel on the basis of the location. Closeness to the airport, close to your business activities, close to a local railway station, close to shopping mall, close to dining facilities. Many things you select according to the location. There's no point staying in a hotel which is a luxury but far away from your main business activities or your entertainment activities. fluctuation in demand and seasonality keep happening. Demand drop, demand increase. There is a scenario even in hotel industry where a situation comes in where hotels are booked over their capacity. Because with their experiences, the hotel industry know that out of so many room booked, what percentage will be no-show. So to avoid the perishable nature of hotel room, they will sell more hotel. It depends. Every hotel has to take their own call with their own experiences. So what happens? There is a scenario when all the book guests turn up. So there is 200 room and there are 210 guests looking for hotel room. And mind it, in hotel industry, there is a specific time to check out. Check-in has nothing specific. Anytime after 2, you can start checking in. There are some passengers who arrive in the wee hours of the night, 2 p.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. So the fluctuation in demand, seasonality depend on all these characteristics. So in season, many hotels allow their staff to travel on holiday in low season. Some carry on refurbishment, face uplifting in the hotel during the peak off-peak month. They close the hotel room or certain area of the hotel and carry on in low peak, especially the hotel which are affected by season. The demand also would start fluctuating. Likewise, profitability depend on the room sale. As we have very well understood that hotel room also have a perishable nature, so it will not give them revenue if the dependence on the room sale is or the sale of the room is low and rooms are empty. So booking intermediate work to put their sale on high ranking. So they go to intermediaries and request them to take up, or they invite intermediaries to come and start selling their product instead of selling it on stand-alone basis. So these characteristics further are, we have seen choice of location, higher operational costs and other things. Choice of location is what? Anything. Location decide the type of customer and business realization. Now a budget traveler may not be considering so much on choice of location, though it is a matter of concern for most travelers. Because if you get a hotel at a lower price but away from the right location, then you would be spending unwanted money to reach to that hotel. So the location and its surroundings, if selected properly, will make the accommodation a visitor attraction by itself. For example, cave dwelling at Gaudí in Spain. This is just an example. Location decides the type of customer and realization to be achieved, and thus in turn making a strategy. It explained the choice of location. Now we look at fluctuation in demand and seasonality. All types of accommodation are subject to demand of fluctuation. It is vulnerable to changing patterns of demand throughout the year. More hotel rooms are added into inventory of a wholesaler or a retailer, and specific city, more new properties crop up or old properties are refurbished, face uplifted, so they again join in the business of hotel, ultimately resulting into changing pattern of demand. Someone who is fed up of a property because of its worn out nature would move for another property which is young and fresh and beautiful, especially in their outlook. So these changing pattern indicate the nature of the market potential that the location has or it creates. This seasonality or change in demand is the most common characteristic to which market personnel has to respond. Market potential according to the pattern, and this is changing. People who were loving quite a hotel are going for busy hotel. Likewise, those who were going for busy hotel are looking for quieter hotel because of experiencing. Some people want to avoid masses and they prefer hotels which are isolated and giving cool environment. City hotels mostly are in the city center, noisy and as such not comfortable. So all the engine of demand fluctuation in demand depend in the changing pattern that we foresee. Family-oriented hotel will not encourage where there is loud music, bar, discotheque, flow of guests time and again will disturb the peace of children, as well as it is not the requirement of a family group. All that pattern is getting a change now. Profitability depends on the room sales. We have already observed that the room occupancy would decide the profitability. More room occupied, more occupancy, higher the revenue, more profit. Room sales determines the profitability. It contributes to much larger extent when compared to sales from the other activities. So yes, the room contribution is there, but especially hotels of 3-star, 4-star, where banquet, where dining also contribute to a good revenue coming from these sources instead of just purely hotel occupancy. Existence of high fixed costs make it mandatory to achieve additional room sale. No hotel can afford to have unoccupied room for long run. Could be a seasonal, could be because of any special mishap or any weather related issues. Hotel may experience maybe 2 days, 3 days lower occupancy. But as a policy, hotel ensure that hotel rooms are occupied 365 days to a higher rate of occupancy so that revenue keeps coming. The focus is on advanced booking. That's why they look at more marketing arms, support from wholesalers, consolidator, booking engines, all that the hotel offers, and look for additional sales team, additional sales arm who will contribute in bringing in more occupancy. The room occupancy level directly affect sale of food and beverage. Though not necessary, but yes, if the hotel is full, then more people would be consuming food, maybe going to a bar, maybe utilizing other services. Not necessarily, but it does happen because people love to dine, especially dinner, with the cool approach. Going out and coming back, especially after a busy day, is tedious. So this increases the sale of other source of revenue. So they look forward for advanced booking. And I said they look forward for advanced booking, not on their own strength, but they look for additional supplier to that effect. Booking intermediate approaches to sale, and intermediaries here we refer to the booking engines, various booking portals, various consolidators, wholesalers who have capacity to sell the hotel room. And they approach number of hotel rooms, get their rate done up and sell those hotels. So any additional arm that would provide them sale is welcomed by the hotel group. A booking intermediate is a customer or an agent of the customer. And not necessarily the intermediate is the occupant. The intermediate would be buying on behalf of a travel agent, on behalf of some passengers or group of corporate. Makes a reservation for one or more person for one or more night in any type of the accommodation, that's an intermediate customer. booking intermediate approach to sales results into more sale. Admin person from any private company making regular hotel reservation for one or more person of the company may never see a hotel or meet its staff, but he or she is a booking intermediate. Try to understand this. A corporate has an employee whose job is to keep booking hotel room, sitting in, say, some part of another city. Literally, that person has booked for his employees, for his sales team, for his travel agent, X number of hotel room, but never seen the property or met any of the staff. Simply on the terms and condition and agreement, the business move on. A very important thing to be noted. High operational cost is involved in the nature of accommodation business. Operational cost in a service business and any form, hotel or non-service, needs large investment. Accommodation has an operational cost and investment to bring in revenue. So these are mainly in the form of land. Hotel, if it is coming up on a prime location, the land costs so much. Building facilities all costs big money. Many a time you outsource, many a time you bring from outer part of the country, because that is not available in your country. So you bring in from outside, ultimately investment is very high. Types of equipment required for its smooth operation. If they have an inside gym, then they would need to buy the gym facilities from another country if that country is not fully capable of bringing in such facilities. So long-term marketing tasks are implemented, and they are opportunity assessment for business growth. What could be the focus, attention? What would be an opportunity for a long-term implement that? Designing the most profitable business mix. So you have different type of hotel room. You have suite, large room, luxury room, executive room, suite. All that are called mix. That's also called run of the mill. So all that need to be sold. Hotel need to show high occupancy for being profitable. So all that has to be focused in a profitable business mix. Brand or image position. Every 5-star hotel, 4-star hotel, 3-star hotel come with a brand image. The ownership of the property may not be with the one who is administrating or running the hotel, but it is the brand image. So relationship marketing, we have understood, you tie up, you create additional link of business activities and relationship, ultimately getting business from many sources wherein scenario of win-win is being provided. Developing marketing integration between units in common ownership or units in individual ownership. So marketing integration involving integrating, bringing in them together for between the units in common ownership or units individual ownership. This is an act and task to be decided for long-term marketing basis. Now, always opportunity need to be assessed for business growth. As they say, opportunity never knocks your door again. So likewise in business, the opportunity arises, cash on it. So IICT development has created growth prospect and marketing must identify them. Such identification may be done through mergers, alliances, acquisition, and deal with third parties that optimize the value. Many a time, a hotel that has a flag of a particular brand is deflagged and brought another administration. So if, for an example, the hotel was managed by Intercon. The Intercon flag has come down. Now it would be managed by Sheraton Group. Just to understand what you mean by opportunity assessment with the business opportunity. Thank you.